At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. The Pro of the Week goes to Iowa's Caitlin Clark, Rob. She had 27 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds in Iowa's first round win over Holy Cross. So again, congratulations to Caitlin Clark for being our Express Pros Pro of the Week. And Rob, Caitlin Clark said something after their victory over Holy Cross about the women's game kind of surpassing the men's game, at least for a season or for a while or during this time. Let's put it that way. Here she is.
I think also just in general, like the excitement around this tournament, like it's super cool. Like people are more excited about the women's side than the men's side. And I think that's obviously something that's really never been the case before. And it's cool to see how it's evolved. Like when I first started this, when I was a freshman, like we couldn't even use the March Madness branding. And now to see this.
Now, I get if she's excited, Rob. I mean, women's basketball, you can argue whether or not it's at least this year being more popular than the men's tournament. We talked last week about the ticket prices for the finals championship game in the women's is more than double that of the men's ticket. It's over $400. The men's is under $200. I've said myself several times that I'm more interested in the women's tournament than the men's tournament. Now, I'll be honest, Rob, this weekend it didn't really play out that way. I had all the games on as I'm doing things around the house, doing things in my office.
Your 20 TV sets down in your man cave.
It's like four big ones. So
no, yeah, it's 20. I've seen pictures
all over the place. And I will be honest, I've been more interested in the men. Now, I have watched some of Caitlin Clark. I've watched some of Paige Beckers. Beckers is on right now. UConn, and Paige Beckers, I don't know what people know about her. Rob, she's excellent herself. She's darn near as good as Caitlin Clark. She looks just as good. She got injured a few years ago, and people have kind of forgotten about her. But she is a fantastic player for UConn, which is the third seed. Let's see, in this game right now, they're up 67-64 on Syracuse with 50 seconds left in the game, Rob. She's got 32 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists. So she's great in her own right. LSU with Angel Reese, Juju Watkins, USC. I had all these games on South Carolina, and I've, you know, watched some of them, but I have gotten more into the men, even though I don't really know many of the men's players, just like I don't know a ton of the women's players. The men's games to this point have been better, I would say, because in women's basketball, there's still, I think, more of a gap between the haves and the have-nots. There's no one and done. You know, they're not leaving early for the WNBA. So their really talented teams are still head and shoulders above the lesser teams. That's not the case, obviously, in the men. So the men, their games were closer. I know this has been a lot of chalk for the men in this tournament with all top 8 seeds advancing, Rob, to the Sweet 16. But there were a handful of upsets, and even when there weren't upsets, there were close games, you know, with top seeds. So I was getting more into those games over the last 8 minutes of the game or something like that. But look, it's a great time for women's basketball, Rob. I mean, I would say, and I want your opinion, women's basketball has never been more popular. Like, this is, I don't want to disrespect it, but almost seems, feels like a coming out party on the national scene, because more, I think more eyeballs are on it and more people are paying attention to it than ever, Rob.
Chris, I'm going to say this. The peak interest you talk about when it comes to women's basketball, college basketball, is a mirage. It is a flat-out mirage. People are interested in Caitlin Clark, Chris, and her incredible shooting. It's worth, it's must-see TV if you're around TV and you love to see somebody put up a three-pointer a la Steph Curry kind of thing that made right. that a phenomenon. It ain't about women's college basketball. I hate to break it to people. It just isn't. And I'm not saying that people aren't going, Chris. You talked about the ticket prices and some other things. But when Caitlin Clark and is gone, we'll see how much it affects where people are on women's college basketball. They've had historic programs. You said it, Chris. There are more haves and have-nots. It's been a little bit better of late where different schools have won. But Connecticut, do you remember Tennessee with Pat Summitt?
Yeah, it was
Chris,
Tennessee first. Then
they won all the time. Pat
Gino,
Summitt,
yep.
Gene Auriemma, right?
Baylor,
at Connecticut.
Come on, and Baylor, LSU with Mulkey.
Yes. I mean, like it, you know, for the most part, who's going to be in the mix and who's winning. And it sounds good. And I'm not saying, you know, it used, kind of was like that in men's college basketball or a little bit better. And now it's wide open because, you know, stars don't stick around. But this is about Caitlin Clark. I'm sorry, Chris. And it's not even about the other. You mentioned 3 or 4 other. Juju Watkins at USC.
Right.
There are a couple of other really good players. But this bump, uptick, whatever you want to call it, peak interest of women's college basketball is singular. It's about her. Must see. What she's shooting from the three-quarter court, half court, the logo. Oh, my God, did you see that? That's what this is about.
I agree. There's no doubt. And great individuals do raise leagues. And I'm not comparing her to these guys. We've talked about that before. We'll see what she does in the WNBA. Or, you know, I'm sure
she goes to Indiana, right? Right.
But yeah, will she lift the league? But Rob, to your point, the NBA, when Dr. J went in from the ABA in 1976, that lifted the league. Then Magic and Bird came. Then Jordan. Like, one thing, and I think what transformed the NBA was when David Stern marketed individuals over the teams. And you wanted to watch certain individuals. And that's really what catapulted the league, obviously mostly Jordan, into being what it's become. And I agree with you that this is definitely all about Caitlin Clark. And the other players are, you know, I've followed him a little bit, so I know more about him. I don't know if the casual fan knows about all these players, but it is definitely driven by Caitlin Clark. But, Rob, what it'll do is put eyeballs on some of these other players. And they're going to, it's Becker's, what, she a junior, right, Rob G? So she'll have to kind of carry it next year. Juju Watkins will be a sophomore next year. She'll have to continue to play well. Like, Clark has brought the eyeballs and brought, you know, more attention to it. And now it's going to be up when she's done to the players after her to, you know, seize that momentum and keep carrying it. Because I agree with you, but we all love stories. You and I, Rob, made a living writing stories. People love stories, storylines. When it comes to the NBA playoffs, we want to see the big storyline. Same with the NFL. I mean, you love the sport for what it is, but storylines always make it more interesting to watch. And Clark is a story. Now, what's the next story? That's what women's basketball, because I agree, if she loses tonight, Rob, the tournament's going to take a hit.
Big time, Chris.
He's about to start playing
don't,
in a few
Don't
moments.
Tell me people are going to be like, oh, well, she got me to watch and I got into it and now I'm going to keep watching. Those ratings are going to fall off the cliff.
No, it would take a huge
those
hit.
Tickets,
they need
Chris,
her at least in the Final Four.
And those tickets that people bought for $400, yep. They'll put them on their windshield, put two of them and come back outside. There'll be four of them sitting there.
Rob, here's how popular Caitlin Clark is. This season, her team, you know, Iowa, obviously, has played in two of the five most watched collegiate games, men or women, Rob. Men or women. Think about that. And I'm going to say this, because we talked early last week, you know, there was the article in USA Today saying that they need, you know, the face of women's basketball, college basketball needs to be black women. And we were like, look, let it be who it's going to be. Just give everybody the opportunity. The black girls, the white girls, whatever other ethnicity girls are that are playing college basketball, give all of them the opportunity to play and to become the face of the league. And whoever it becomes that, great. I will say this, though, Rob. I do think the fact that she's white, it does make it more, like, I think it's captivated some of America just because she's white. Because we aren't, let's face it, we aren't used to seeing white players dominate basketball. Now in the NBA, we're used to seeing white European players dominate. But even in women, there have been more white players in women's basketball than men's. But when's the last time we just don't see it very often. So I do think, you know, I've talked for years about, man, it'd be great to have a white American superstar, like somebody who's just awesome.
Right. Well, we haven't had a Larry Bird, Chris, in a long time.
No.
I'm sorry.
I mean, the last superstar, and he wasn't a celebrity, was probably John Stockton.
Right.
And he wasn't, you know, he just wasn't that.
And he didn't have the personality or any of that to be that. And I remember when White Chocolate played, Chris, everybody thought, but he wasn't a superstar.
He was a good player.
He was a very good player, but he wasn't a superstar.
Jeremy Lin, Rob, he captivated
America.
Yeah,
for 2 weeks.
And Asia. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and granted, he was in New York. That helped. But we aren't used to seeing Asian players dominate the NBA for 2 weeks. You know, so that was,
he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated twice, Chris.
That's
in 2 weeks.
Crazy, right? And so I do think that plays a role in that regard. I think to some degree, Rob, that's human nature. I mean, when Tiger Woods took over golf, the fact that he was black, you know, that was a big role in it for people of all races. Like, man, this black guy. I mean, I know he's cobbling Asian and all that, but
whatever that means, Chris. I don't even know what that means.
He's dominating golf. You know what I mean? Do you agree with me, Mel?
Yes, Chris. I was on my honeymoon watching Tiger Woods win the Masters.
I think you should have, you know, not been watching Tiger Woods on your honeymoon.
But that's how historic it was. I'm not even lying. Like, me and my ex-wife at the White, it was our honeymoon. We're sitting on the edge of the bed in Tokyo, Japan, Chris, watching him win the Masters. And I'm floored because you remember he destroyed the field.
Oh, yeah. What he was doing was crazy.
Right.
And so I do think these are all. Do you agree on Clark with that? Like that's a factor in her popularity?
Yes, I do believe that because the country is mostly white and we don't get to see white players perform at that. I'm talking about from the United States, and there's a difference.
Right.
You could say kid yourself all you want. Like you can it's the same thing. The National Hockey League struggles, Chris, because a lot of players are from Europe or Canada.
Right.
It wasn't always like that. There were players from Chicago and Buffalo, but a lot of the players are foreign. So
I'll say this too. Last thing, Rob G, tell us about the men's ratings. Now they've been the best ever, correct? For the first weekend
through the first round, the biggest ratings in NCAA tournament history, averaged 8.3 million viewers. The top game of the weekend. No surprise at all. John Calipari's Kentucky team getting upset by Oakland. Averaged 6.2 million viewers, almost a million viewers more than the second most watched game.
Well, that being said, let me read this last number. Last year's championship game between LSU and Iowa, the women's championship, Rob, 9.9 million viewers. That's up 104% from the previous year, which had been the most on record. So, look, women's college basketball, it is all about Caitlin Clark. You're right. And it's up to the other players now who are going to follow in her footsteps to kind of see if they can continue what started.
Good luck with that.
Beckers is – and, Rob, she is a junior,
and
right?
And Juju Watkins is a tremendous player.
Absolutely. And so this is their time, Rob. They got to seize this moment. And I know they're just thinking about winning. But all the nation's eyes are on them. So if Watkins, has a coming out party in this tournament, Rob, and we know how great she's been this season, then that could be a good thing for them leading into next year. And but good for women's college basketball. And Rob, men, we talked about it. Not many people know these players, but the tournament, I thought, Rob, this weekend as I'm watching it, the format is just incredible. It's all there is to it. I mean, you got games going on all over the country at the same time. You look up and, oh, my gosh, the two seed is up three with 4 minutes left against the 15 seed. I mean, it's just exciting for a moment. And so I think that's why they have done so well this opening weekend. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Has the women's tournament become more popular than the men? Or as Rob says, and I agree, is it just all about Caitlin Clark? We also talked about this. Does her being white play a role in how popular she is and how captivating she's become to the basketball world in America? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. But what you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where successful game plan starts with the right players, the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneaks and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Caitlin Clark, and the women's college game, has it surpassed the men's? Your thoughts?
All right, Dave in Albany, New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Two quick things. One, me and my dad, when we figured out that the women's tournament was coming up here, we got tickets for $20. And I told my dad, I said, we can only hope that Caitlin Clark's going to come up here. We're able to flip them for $300 a ticket.
Wow. So happened? She did come?
She's here in Albany. Yeah,
wow.
She's going to be here. And there's a good chance that she's going to play LSU up here. So
$20 tickets to $300.
And go
that's
watch it on the TV.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a great investment.
We gambled like Shohei, and yeah. I think we got all
oh,
the
gosh.
Luck. I know.
Hey, that's way better than Shekel City, man.
I know. Wow. That's a great move.
Take no drop. One other thing. Who was the writer that said that the face of the WNBA should be a black athlete?
I don't remember her name. It was in USA Today.
A
right?
USA Today column that Chris and I did.
Female. Tell me.
It was a white female. I don't know what her name was. Lindsay or something like that?
Well, I guess my point's different because if it were different, and especially at this
Lindsay
time,
Lindsay Schnell. I got it. Yeah, it was Lindsay Schnell.
Okay.
Okay. I tend to lean a little bit different than the Washington Post, so take it with a grain of salt. But I feel like if it were worded different, that a white person should be the face of the league, that there would be a lot of uproar. And I know
there
that
would there would, but we also have to understand context is everything,
right?
And we have to understand in the history of this country,
Dave. I get it.
It's undeniable the racism to put it lightly,
right.
Of the country and whites against blacks has been, you know, what it is.
It's well documented. We came over here as slaves. That's all we need to
know. Yeah. That's why there's this different standard because of the history. Right. Just as simple as that. So, yeah.
No doubt. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate you tuning in and the support. Nate, in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great. How are you, buddy?
We're great, man. How are you?
Just moving from sport to sport, officiating basketball. Now I'm back on to baseball.
Has the baseball season started yet?
Yeah, today was the first game of JV.
How cold is it where you are in Ohio? Was it bad?
No, it was 75 today. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Wow. Yeah, I'm in New York, and I see the kids practicing baseball, but, Rob, it's chilly out there.
It's chilly. Yeah, April games are usually – we're in March, yeah. I should say that. It's usually tough games. But go ahead, Nate.
Yeah, but I think, the women's basketball just right now, if it wasn't for players like Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, this is a phase.
After that's what I think it is.
No, it is. They're going to need other players to do what these two have done. You're absolutely right.
It's going to be 100% different next year. And then with men's, you know, the surprise of the season would probably be, you know, Jake Diebler taking over Ohio State like he did.
Yeah, we will see. But. Nope. Yeah, no, Rob, we agree, and you stated. I mean, this is kind of a one time thing, but you know, it's up to these players after her to captivate the nation
to try to squeeze. Right, let's squeeze one more. And MJ, our man in New Orleans, MJ, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Happy Magic City Monday, man. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good. How are you? What's up?
In my opinion, man, I watch a lot of basketball, man. NCAA women's basketball has recently overshadowed the one-and-done men's brand. So much so, I listen to a lot of sports shows all day, pretty much. The NCAA basketball, when you mention that nowadays, you have to differentiate between the men and the women. I have to admit, their brand of basketball is more exciting. You get post-play, you get threes, you get mid-range, you get layups. They use the entire court. And I'm in New Orleans, as you guys know. The tournament is usually here. And it sells out every time it's here. That's one of the hottest tickets. Just around this time. And let's not forget Sabrina just shot up against Steph Curry in that three-point challenge also. So
it's interesting because you even hear that with the WNBA. Like, oh, they play a more pure form of basketball, if you will, and all that. You hear that, but at the same time, they don't have the high-flying athleticism.
They play below the rim, Chris.
Yeah, so that makes up for it, you know, with the men.
I'm not trying
to. And that's why they play that way, because, you know, Division III, I played Division III. We played like that, too, because we couldn't do the things that,
It's a different brand of basketball. We get it. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Dion making noise. We'll get into that next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com. studios. Rob, of course, Deion Sanders took college football. Interesting. We've been talking about Caitlin Clark taking college basketball by storm. Well, Deion Sanders, and that's what I mean, Rob, stories, right? Deion Sanders was interesting, exciting, scintillating. It was a great story. So he took college football by storm. And his team was, what were they, 4-6, I'll get the.
But they won their first three, and then it was pretty ugly the rest of the way.
Right.
It still was a big
story.
And
they beat, you know, TCU, which was ranked and really shouldn't have been, but they were. They ended up 4-8, Rob, Colorado. But anyway, his son Shadur, very good quarterback of Colorado, and then Travis Hunter, who's one of the top players, played both ways, defensive back and a receiver. Deion spoke about them and their NFL prospects next year when they presumably enter the draft. Here he is on Barstool.
Where do you predict Shador and Travis going in the draft?
Top four.
That's pretty beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Yes. And the latter one would not go behind four. I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
It's okay, you on point.
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
All right, Rob. He's talking about an Eli where let's say Shador gets drafted in the top five and doesn't like where he's going, he's saying he might hold out and try to force himself to another team.
Chris, here's my only problem. It's just mad premature. That's all. It's happened before. How many times have we brought that up on this show? Eli, before him, John Elway. John Elway was supposed to go to the Baltimore Colts.
Yep.
Yes, the Colts used to play in Baltimore, the Baltimore Colts. And he threatened to go play. He was drafted by the Yankees. He said, I'm going to go play baseball. If you don't trade me and let me, you know what I mean? I don't want to play in Baltimore. Okay. So this is not new. I just think it's a little premature. And I don't know how necessary it is. When you get to that situation or get closer there, then you could have those conversations. When you put it out on Front Street, Chris, you make people want to root against you. And it's not necessary. Like, oh, here, this kid, he don't even know if he's going to be drafted between 1 and 4. He might not even be that thing, you know, and all this kind of stuff. No. I just don't understand the need to do that. And that's me. He has a right to say whatever he wants. That's my only issue. It ain't that he's doing something that nobody's ever done, and I don't have any issue with that because I've said this over and over. Archie Manning, when it was time for Eli, said he wasn't going to the Chargers. It ain't happening. And they drafted him and then traded him, Chris, to the Giants.
And the rest is history.
He won two Super Bowls for the Giants. Okay?
I agree with you, Rob. Like, there's no need for Deion to come out and say this. You got a season to play.
Yes.
You got a season to play. And Shador is very good. Rob, last year, 27 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, completed 69% of his passes, threw for over 3K. Like, he's a good player. There's no doubt. Travis Hunter, you know, is special, plays both ways. You know, that's unique. So they are great prospects. But they still have to go out next year and ball. They have to go ball. And their team was 4-8. And I get it. It's not all their fault. Shador didn't have any blocking. The offensive line was a wreck. And so hopefully they've shored that up. But you're right, Rob. It puts a target on the kid's back. And look, it's worked out for some. But LeVar Ball, remember he was talking all that noise. And yes, 2 of his 3 sons got to the NBA. Lonzo, unfortunately, with the injuries. And Rob, players went after him.
Remember, right away.
His first game, Patrick Beverly was picking him up 94 feet and said it was because of his dad. LaMelo is in Charlotte in darn near anonymity, even though he's a really good player, but he's not really playing winning basketball.
He's playing in NBA Siberia.
Yeah, I mean, good, but some of it's on him because we talked about it last week. You know, they didn't really play winning basketball in high school. They cherry picked and all that. But the point is, you just don't need to come out and say this. And Rob, I really feel, look, I'm a little different. But I get it if you feel like you're drafted into a bad situation. Deion said something about cold weather. But, Rob, you're going to have to play in cold weather.
We're talking
about Tua. Tua's in Miami, but to win big, he's going to have to win in cold weather.
Right. I don't even understand that, Chris.
Patrick Mahomes went to Kansas City from Texas. He's doing pretty well.
It snows in Kansas City. Hello?
Right. Tom Brady from California. We know he played at Michigan, but California – played his career in New England for the most part. He did all right. Like, you got to be able to play
in the cold
weather.
Jim Kelly went to 4 straight Super Bowls, Chris, in Buffalo.
Right. And no matter where you play, Rob, in the playoffs, oftentimes you're going to be playing in cold weather. And so We talked about it with Joe Burrow, Rob. If you're that guy, go change the Bengals. And he has. You know, so
he's the best example. He's the best. We talked about it. Everybody was like, oh, he shouldn't go to Cincinnati. Look at that bad organization and this and that. It's run like a mom and pop store. They don't have any playoff success. That dude took them to the Super Bowl his second year, Chris, after being hurt his rookie season.
Because, Rob, like we say, and C.J. Stroud did it in Houston. Not the Super Bowl, but, you know, had a great year.
To the playoffs.
In Houston. We talked about it. The teams that are going to be at the top of the draft most likely are going to be bad.
That's how they get the first pick.
Right. And you look at teams. I'm just looking at it right now, right? Who's going to need quarterback? I guess Miami, we'll see with Tua, right? We'll see if they keep him. If they draft a guy this year, who knows? New England, I think they're going to draft somebody, Rob. The Jets, okay, the Jets could need somebody if Rodgers, you know, walks away.
Or he's old in the tooth anyway. You got to be ready.
Right, right. They might, even if he plays, you're right, they might draft somebody. The AFC North, I don't see anybody. Houston, Indy, Jacksonville, Tennessee, they all feel like they've got their young quarterbacks. Denver could need somebody. Guess what? Cold weather, they're right there in Colorado. So they could end up wanting Shadur. The Raiders. I mean, it's the situations. I don't know how great they're going to be as far as teams that are looking. I'm looking at the NFC right now. Minnesota, they may draft a guy this year. The Bears, Detroit, Green Bay, none of them will be looking for quarterbacks. Washington, they're going to draft a guy this year. Giants may be right. I mean, you know, it's just –
It's pot luck, Chris. You just don't know what's gonna happen. And I just think, like you said, the target to just make a stink about something that you don't even know what's going to play out from now.
Well, and Rob, we know it was a target on their back last season.
Right.
When they started 3-1 and
3-0. They won their first three, I thought.
Teams are looking at them like and trying to, you know, make a name for themselves off of them. So, yeah, it definitely puts a target on their back. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. Shortly after this show, our podcast will go up. So if you miss any of the Odd Couple today, be sure to check out the podcast. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and be sure also to follow, rate, and review your podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Rob, we've talked a little bit about it. We led off the show with Shohei Ohtani and the controversy with Major League Baseball and his interpreter betting on sports and needing money from Ohtani, stealing allegedly money from Ohtani. We saw today with the player for the Toronto Raptors. Now the NBA is investigating him. What do you think sports needs to do, these sports leagues, about this situation? Remember, we've seen in the NFL players get suspended because they placed bets at the facility, the practice facility.
Right, some Lions front office people, you remember that too? Chris got fired, yep.
Well, and that's where Antonio Daniels made a great point, Rob. It's not just the players. What about the people that work for the teams that are close to the action, right? That have inside information, right? I mean,
they know somebody's not playing, Chris. Yeah. They know things are going on.
Players are banged up. And
you could take your $5,000 and make it $10,000. Yep. Five into 10 or $1,000, Chris. You got $1,000 and I'm going to make it $2,000. Yep. That's big for people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're doubling your money in one night.
Absolutely.
You can't get that anywhere else where you're going to double your money. And I think I've said this before. Sports should get out of gambling, Chris. Let it be legalized. Stop taking the money from it and really clamp down and tell everybody you cannot play this game and gamble at all. So if you want to gamble, you can't be a professional.
You can't gamble on other sports.
No gambling whatsoever. No.
Period.
Period.
If you're going to be an athlete,
if you're going to be a professional athlete, Chris, and make your living, you can't gamble. And you have a right to if it's legal. It's not legal all the way across the United States yet. There's still a lot of states that don't have it, Chris. California doesn't have it. Texas doesn't have it. Florida doesn't have it.
How many players going to know what states it's legal in and not legal in?
You better do your homework or you'll get in trouble.
It's not
a bad...
Is that
too radical?
No, because you're talking about the integrity of the sport. You are talking about the integrity of the sport. And there's a reason, Rob, that these leagues have been against gambling for so long.
For so long, Chris, so long.
Now, I do think what you're saying, it's not that it's a Pollyannish opinion, but I don't see these leagues, unless there are scandals upon scandals upon scandals, Rob, I don't see them giving up this money.
Nah, the Pandora's box is open, Chris. I'm with you.
How much more money are these leagues going to make because of all this gambling? But it's dangerous, man. It's dangerous for, and we're talking about the athletes, and I don't gamble, you know, but... Man, people just need to be careful, Rob.
And Chris.
People need to be careful. I'm sure it's a high, and I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of people that struggle financially, and they're looking to, you know, for their ship to come in, as they used to say, right?
Right. I'm waiting for the Queen Mary to come in, right?
Yeah, get yourself in trouble, man. So people got to be careful, and these leagues, you know, I mean – It could end up with some bad situations.
It can't have it both ways, Chris. And you know, the integrity of the game is all you have. Otherwise, you become pro wrestling.
Right.
And that kid in Toronto, Chris, that's easy. Bet the under. I'm going to play a few minutes, fake an injury. Oh, my eye's bothering me. I'm out the game. My cousin just doubled his money. I'm a hero.
I'm going to get a little bit of it.
Am I right?
Depending on how much you bet. That's Jonte Porter, Rob.
Jonte Porter.
Absolutely. Or dudes from your hood.
Yep.
Yo, man, you done made it, bruh.
Why don't you help us out?
We ain't getting that NBA paper. You know, why don't you just do a little something to hook us up, man? You know?
Nobody's gonna know.
Like right. Come on, man. All you gotta do is miss a few shots. It's putting players in a position that and we heard JB Bickerstaff talk about it, right?
Chris, the venom at the stadium, at the arena. They hate the coaches and players when they lose the game or it's a close spread. You know, you see it on Twitter. Yeah. Like they're mad.
Yep. And it's just, Rob, it started, and I'm not saying this is a negative thing, but it started with fantasy, right? I mean, you've heard players talk about how, you know, people yell things at them because they have them on their fantasy team and they cost them money because of fantasy. They get stuff in their DMs because you cost me money. I mean, it just creates a lot of stressful situations for the athletes. And we'll see how this Ohtani thing and this Jontay Porter thing plays out. But it could really be problematic for leagues.
For Jontay not to be playing, Chris, that's problematic. Like, they didn't even, like let us investigate, see what's going on. You're off. You can't play.
Right. So, we will see, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to call in next hour. Talk about some of these issues. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.